Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
Hey there.
Back in the room.
And he's back in the room. How's it?
It's good. It's good. Are you feeling like 2020 is really starting to deliver on the television and film front?
Do they come thick and fast in the early days?
Momentarily, it seemed to. But January is a little bit of a kind of a dumping ground. I think once we get all the Oscar films out of the way, and they're pretty much all out there now. I see Parasite got a few more screenings, if anyone's keen to check that out. But by and large, it's a bit of a quiet period because it's summer and that, and people aren't necessarily rushing to go and see films. They still keep opening, but there's nothing I want to talk about particularly today. See ya! what I have been watching is a couple of quite different films based on Stephen King's... a couple of different series based on Stephen King's books. One is The Outsider, which is an HBO kind of prestige drama that
started
a few weeks
ago. Are these both current? Are they brand new?
Yeah, The Outsider, that's 3 episodes in. You can catch that here streaming on Neon and playing on Soho Channel if you've got Sky or lovely parents. And that's like a big budget, fancy flash Stephen King adaptation. It stars Ben Mendelsohn and Jason Bateman, and it's got the look and feel of like a maybe like a True Detective or a kind of a Scandi noir sort of prestige police procedural.
I quite like Jason Bateman.
He's really good in this. He directs the first 2 episodes of the show. He's one of the producers of it as well. It's got a really nice, interesting look and aesthetic. And Ben Mendelsohn is just a freaking rad actor. You might know him as a shape-shifting Skrull from Captain Marvel. Or you might know him as a junkie in about 80 films. Or you might know him as a bad cowboy in Slow West. But basically, whenever he turns up...
I don't know him at all. I don't know any of these things.
Well,
really let you down. Sorry about that.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I can show you a picture afterwards.
I do like pictures.
So he's got... What he does really well is really anchors a character in... you know, rather than like some actors who turn up and that you can just sort of see that they're going through the motions and not really like reacting to things that are going on or participating, but just performing, you can kind of always see like the cogs ticking, like he really puts himself through the ringer. And in this show, he is the lead cop investigating the brutal murder of a young child. Jason Bateman plays the coach of the school teacher and coach of the Little League team, who is the prime suspect. In fact, he's so the prime suspect, he's caught on surveillance video, his fingerprints were all over the body, and he's a classic kind of like terrible guy dressed up in a nice friendly neighbor's clothes. So the thing is, he's got an iron-tight alibi because he was many miles away when the murder happened. So how did it happen?
Is that the guy from Bad Boy Bubby? That dude?
No.
Okay.
Steve, is this rock solid Stephen King? Is this based on a novel when Stephen King was at his peak?
It's based on a relatively more recent novel. It's been adapted for TV by Richard Price, who's done work on The Wire and such, and is a really good screenwriter. It doesn't feel like Stephen King until towards the end of the 2nd episode, and then things start to get a little bit spooky, and episode 3 gets a little bit more supernatural. And to be honest, I was kind of liking it a bit more without that stuff. But let's see where this ends up. I think what's going to keep me watching is Ben Mendelsohn kind of grounding this thing and being an anchor who doesn't give a shit about any of this supernatural business. Is just the grisly cop.
Given Stephen King's output as a writer, is he a sort of normal human being?
I'd say that's an outright no. Yeah, it's prodigious output, isn't it? I think... this, as of now, there's been around 75 adaptations of his books made for film and TV. It's a bit mental.
I wonder how many he likes.
Well, he actually says that The Outsider is the best one. One of the best. Okay. So that's worth checking out. The other thing I'm watching is Castle Rock, which is a show that kind of like, without directly adapting his source material, kind of weaves bits and bobs of his writing into a story. The first season was kind of all over the place and really enjoyable. The second season is a bit more directly kind of like smashing the stories of Salem's Lot and Misery together. But the character in Misery, Annie Wilkes, who is memorably played by Kathy Bates in the film Misery, here's a good insight into Stephen King. So his cocaine addiction ran for quite a while. Like, he went through a phase of getting nosebleeds so badly from his coke use that he just like shoved cotton up his nose so he could keep typing. But he says that Misery, the character Annie Wilkes in Misery, is cocaine.
Yeah, I've heard this similar
which
thing.
Is, you know, just write cocaine into a nice nursely.
Is she ever good? She's kind of good in the beginning.
Nursely number one fan.
She's good in the beginning, and then she breaks your ankles. Cocaine.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's how it literally works, cocaine. But
does TV?
But I wouldn't know.
But I think if you are leaning towards using cocaine, then put ankle braces on. Is that?
I think so.
Or put your feet up. Just sit around a bit.
Does TV2 still have like monthly screenings of Misery on a Friday night or
around Christmas time?
Yeah. What's TV2?
Second one.
But the second season of Castle Rock I'm enjoying. Lizzie Kaplan plays Annie Wilkes. It's a younger version of the character than the Kathy Bates one. And yeah, it's just kind of nice to see someone using his work as a jumping off point. And making something interesting out of it rather than sort of being a little bit beholden. My fear with The Outsider is that because it, you know, they've made some changes, they've sort of like definitely like solidified some of the drama of it. But I think once we kind of get into what the meat of the narrative is, it's going to be yet another Stephen King thing, which is kind of has a bit of a silliness to it that undercuts the scary.
Stephen
we'll
King.
See. I'll report back. I'll try cocaine and let you know how my ankles go.
See if you can find a deeper meaning. All right.
There we go. We're going to talk some more movies next week. But yes, it's been nice to, you know, not be lining up.
Chain to the cinema.
Yeah. Go find one of those Parasite screenings.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.